Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Kev, getting set for the series finale, Mets and Phillies. You've been a part of this rivalry for quite some time, and you have any games that stick out as ones that mean the most in a Mets-Phillies rivalry?
I don't know if I have any particular games that stick out. Most of the games from that year, 1993, stick out to me because I was still kind of learning about the rivalry, right? So, but I do know I've had some... I just know that the tensions run high, and that's even within the team as well, but... I tell you what, those guys from 1993 ingrained in me, no matter where you are, when you play the Mets, we don't like the Mets.
Jesus Luzardo is on the mound tonight for the Phillies. He's had such an up and down season. What's going on with him right now, right? He pitches like an ace for the first 6 weeks, and then seems like the last four starts, he's gotten roughed up a little bit.
So this is me. So a little bit of it's command. He has to have command, right? He's got a real good fastball, and that's fine. The one thing about him is when he doesn't have, he has a sweeper, and it's real good. The fastball can be real center at times, and he will go to the fastball as kind of his bread and butter, right? He will go to that when he's behind in the count. And as you know, you've seen enough baseball, and we even saw it last night, if you're pitching behind against good hitters, you're going to have a problem. Well, the last few games, even the last game he got away with at Miami, but against better teams, he drops behind, he goes to the fastball, and then he gets hit. So what does he do? He tries to work the edges, and that's not his game. His game is more power pitcher, get ahead and do it that way. He had 4 walks. He just can't do that. And that's been one of the things. He needs to figure out a way to get back in the zone early so that he can start to use the sweeper to his advantage.
Last night with Mick Abel, the 4 solo home runs, it seems like that's been a trend over the last couple of starts. But you've seen him at his best when he made his debut. What do you think the ceiling is for him?
Well, I think the ceiling, I think it's a really bright future. This kid right now is learning what it's like to play at this level. There's a huge jump. People don't forget from the minor leagues. You go progressive, A-ball, AA, AAA. But from AAA to the big leagues, the jump is really big. Part of that is in speed, power. The guys know the strike zone, so he's having to learn what works and what doesn't. I know that he's been working really hard on trying to get his fastball, for example, down in the zone because he's finding out the Sotos of the world will crush the ball. Not only that, guys like Soto, Alonso, whoever, Lindor, these are guys from the Mets. They know how to work a count into what they want, and then they don't miss the mistake. And so he's realizing, okay, I have to be able to pitch and really execute pitch to pitch. I think when you're down in AAA, you can get away with some mistakes. It's a little tougher up here, but I think he has the stuff. If you ask me, does he need more? I think he needs a lights-out secondary pitch. Pick one, figure that one out so that you have that to complement the fastball.
What do you think? National League East, do you think this is what we're going to see the rest of the year within a game or two the entire way?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah, I think it's going to come down to probably health, but I think these two teams right now feel good about parts of their team, obviously injuries, but they're going to get healthy, and it's going to be an absolute battle down to the end. Now, as broadcasters, that's what we like to see, right? We want to see, but the National League East is always a battle to the end.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.